talking about God has saved his soul. Yes. Now, my brothers and sisters, can I tell you when you know you're saved? I ain't talking about thinking you're saved. I'm talking about knowing you have a holy attitude. Folk that know they're saved, it's just something about them. They don't act like those believers who don't believe that they're saved. It's something about it. I mean, they walk in the knowledge that I am saved and I am sanctified and I am set free and I am delivered. I am filled with his Holy Ghost. I am sealed. I am a conqueror. Moreover, it's an attitude, because you know you have what he says you have. I don't care if it ain't manifested now. I got it. I am who he says I am. You see it now, but it's on the way. It might look like I'm on the bottom, but brother, I want to tell you, he's about to turn that thing upside down and make me on top. Look like you keep finishing last. That's all right. He said, a lie shall be first, so you're going to know you're the head and not the tail. When you are delivered, the devil gets upset. Because he can't play on you and hang on you and rail on you like he does, telling you you ain't what God says you are. You can look at the devil straight in the face and say, you're a liar. I'm saved because he said. I didn't do anything to deserve being saved in the first place. So my salvation is because of his graciousness, his righteousness, and his mercifulness. But look at this now. You got to get your soul saved and know that it is well with you before your tears are dry up. Oh, y'all ought to hear me here. Now, that's why some of y'all still whining and crying all the way. Every time you look, God cry. Listen, it's all right to cry momentarily, but why can't those tears be some tears of joy sometimes? Why, when you start crying and somebody pats you on the back, you go, ah, rather than when they say, it's all right, you say, yeah, it's all right. That's why I'm crying, because these are tears of joy. If you knew what he has done for me, you'd be crying also some tears of joy. Listen at this though. Listen. David gives us some insight. He has delivered my soul from death. And delivered is the continuum here in the trend of thought in this verse. So not only has he delivered me from death, but he's delivered me from my tears. Some of you ought to just be sick and tired of crying. Y'all ought to hear me here. I said, some of you ought to be sick and tired. Listen, David sees the tears of depression and oppression as a weight and a burden of something that needs to be released from. So when he talks about these tears, he's talking about them in a negative sense. They ought to reach a point in your time when you say, devil, I ain't crying no more. I done dropped my last tear. I done wiped my eye for the last time about this matter. I'm putting it in the hands of the Lord, and you ain't gonna make me cry no more. And can I tell you, can I tell you, the devil seen and invisible gets worried when they can't make you cry no more. Oh, y'all ought to hear me. Because you need to know the devil knows how, and he loves how to say things that make you cry. Do things that make you cry. But when you've been delivered from tears, they can do them, and they're like waiting, and you're like, well, maybe I'll do this. And you just look at them, and no tears fall, and they want to know what happened. Just tell them, I've been delivered from the tears. Y'all ought to hear me here. Listen, because he ain't through yet here. He's been delivered from something else here. He says, and my feet from falling. Oh, can I tell you, when your soul is right with God, tears will dry up in your eyes. And if your tears dry up, then it means you can see where you're going. And if you can see where you're going, you won't fall in the traps the devil been making.
some of us are always going off the road, going in the wrong direction, because we always wiping our eyes and can't see where we're going, and the tears are coming down. But when he dries up the tears, you can say like the songwriter of the world said, I can see clearly now. Y'all ought to hear. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Because you can cry so much till it look like it's raining on the outside. But if you just wipe your own tears, the sun will start shining and you can see where you're going. Look at this here. Look at this. And I'm closing. Look at what the word says. And my feet from falling, I-N-G. You know why you keep making the same mistake over and over? Falling. And notice it's a state, listen, brothers and sisters, of continual decline. When you're in sin or when you're out of the will of God, you always continue to fall. And notice he didn't put it in a past tense state. But he puts it in a continual state because God will continually keep you from falling and going down, 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 and down when you have gotten it straight with him. And so then he talks, look at this, in verse 9, I will walk. Can I tell you, brothers and sisters, you can't walk if you're falling. And some of us don't know what a joy it is to walk until you have fallen and you can't get up. And the Lord divinely picks you up and straightens you out and lets you walk again. You don't know what a joy it is to do that until you've lost that privilege. So look at what he's saying in verse 9. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. In other words, I'm going to let men, women, girls, and boys know that I am. Because God says I am. I'm delivered because he loved me enough to look beyond me and see what he put in me. I'm walking for him. I'm talking for him. I'm living for him on the land of the living while I have breath in my body. Oh, look at what Isaiah says in the 26th chapter, verse 3 and 4. You don't have to turn there now, but hear me if you will. The Bible says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Can I tell you, you can't walk right unless you're in perfect peace. And that perfect peace means the peace of God in you and the peace of God on you. And that means to be at peace inside of you. See, listen, the devil loves to destroy, distress, and disturb your mind. But God has given you a sound mind. Nothing bothers me more when saints talk about, I feel like I'm losing my mind. Well, why don't you hang on to your mind and lose the things that's causing you? Help me somebody. Whose mind is stayed on thee. Look at what the word says. Because he trusteth in thee. You've got to trust God enough to really tell him thank you. You've got to trust him enough to say thank you even before you see the manifestation of that you're asking him for.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory, remember right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. You that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
God bless you in radio land. Call a friend. Call a neighbor, my friends. Tell them to turn that radio on right now, my friend. No matter where you are, what you plan on doing, write down the telephone number. This is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Oh, my God, my God. Yes, some at the sound of my voice is having trouble in their homes. Some right now have that arthritis, that diabetes, that gout. Some say, well, Rev, I need some of that jojoba oil to grow that hair on my head. Some men say that my nature is on vacation. Some right now have pain and swing throughout their body. That kidney, that high blood pressure. You know, my friends, in the days of old, there used to be someone that can always